Welcome to Movies, Brews, and Rants. I'm Tyler, and I'm joined by my co-host Jeff with the occasional guest. We are old movie theater co-workers who love movies and drinks, and we love talking about them. Each podcast, we choose our drink and a different movie to go over, unless it's part of a series. These are all of our own opinions, so take them as you wish and enjoy. There is the familiar Craig sound right there. Hadn't heard that in a very long time. What's going on, guys? My name's Tyler, obviously. Welcome back. We're basically starting over a new season, as people say. We took a nice needed break, but, you know, we're back at it, drinking and having a blast. I'm obviously Tyler, like I said, and I'm drinking a Yingling. Yeah, it's a Yingling Hershey. I still got a box of those.
Nice. And you banged on me for not drinking mine in a timely manner. What's up,
that's
folks?
Facts.
And I am having a hot apple cider with Jack Daniel's Tennessee Fire, which is a tasty version of Fireball, not a gross, overly sweet version of Fireball.
Honestly, I pegged you as a Fireball type of guy.
Gross.
You know, they're actually getting sued right now. For people are claiming that they're not actually putting alcohol in their little mini bottles that they sell.
Jesus. You know, I don't. Here's the thing. If they're doing it, it's not out of spite or mwahaha. It's just raging incompetence. I would believe that more so. But hey, Fireball, if you want to cut us a check, you know.
Man, Fireball's fantastic. If you want to hear this part, forget the last like 2 minutes. But you know, Fireball's fantastic if you want to cut us a check. But this week, we're gonna do a quick episode of my best friend's exorcism. It came out late 2022, and I actually really enjoyed it thoroughly, even though it's basically like every other knockoff movie of a knockoff of a knockoff movie. I loved it. I absolutely enjoyed watching it, and it had no jump scares. It was just more comedic relief for me.
Man, I actually enjoyed this too, and you know, all cards on the table. I'm not a big horror fan of the genre, period. I don't enjoy being scared.
Picking horror movies then?
Because horror as much as horrible, but this one completely different. I actually enjoyed it. If Stranger Things is obviously just, you know, a love song to the 80s, same way like Us from, you know, Jordan Peele was like another love song, you know, and a criticism of the age at the same time. This movie is very much an early 80s slasher love fest, demon possession. You know, it's got all the things in there. It's got the asshole boyfriend. It's got, you know, obscene amounts of PDA. You know, it has great music. It has, you know, closeted lesbianism, you know, the march of horror movies. And then, you know, it has
forbidden love
people, you know, so it's you know, I enjoyed it. I didn't think I would like it as much. You know, it was, you know, it's you know, it was an Amazon original, wasn't it?
Yes, it was actually.
Yeah, like, you know, they're doing several books that they're trying to do things with them. As a book, this book came out, and the cover looks like an old VHS tape, which is tells you a lot about where they were going when they wrote the book, much less when they looked at it as a movie script. So I think it was pitch perfect for what they wanted to do with it. You can't say that about most movies. They hit their marks. You might not have liked what they were shooting at, but they hit exactly what they were aiming for.
No, this was done perfectly. Like you said, it was not really scary. There wasn't even any jump scares in this one. It was just more of paying homage to the 80s. I mean, that's what you just said, but it's true. It you know, they had all the aspects, the high school, everything, you know, get going away to your parents' beach house or mountain house. Without, I don't have a parents' mountain house. Damn, I wish I did.
Well, the 80s, man, it was yuppie.
Everyone
love
had and everything in the 80s.
And you're like, oh, my parents don't have one of those. They're just trash. I must be that trash character in this movie.
You know? Dude, I do feel bad. They shitted on Gretchen's character. Like, the parents, everybody absolutely were like, you're the worst thing in the world.
Well, I mean, the worst thing you could do back then is to defy expectations, man. You know, you have to realize in the 80s, you were still trying to hold your children to a standard in which you assumed that they would absolutely live a vastly superior life to yours. They expected you to excel. So anything that they saw as a stutter or a fall from the path was met harshly. You know, it's not until you get, you know, to another 10 years down the road when people start to realize is, hey man, like I'm not gonna be able to do what my parents did. I'm not gonna be able to buy a house, you know, when I graduate high school and take 2.5 vacations a year with 2.5 children.
Dude, you know, in the 80s, you could be a school janitor, afford a two-story, three-bedroom, two-bathroom house, and still be able to go to the beach every year. It's insane on how much inflation has gone up.
Inflation, and then the ability, how jobs were actually distributed. Anyway, man, we could spend hours on political shit that people would say we're idiots on. But our take is our take, so there's that.
There's a reason why these are the opinions of us and not everybody else.
That's true, because everyone else is wrong. So the stuff that I enjoyed about the movie, I mean, it was really good. I mean, you had everything that was there was purposeful, and sometimes it seemed like they were being, you know, like overly, you know, heavy-handed with some of the storytelling. But if you watch movies from that time period in which this was set, that's what they did. They beat you over the head with them. You don't have a ton of super smart, intelligent, you know, thoughtful minimalist films from the 80s. I'm sure you could run a list down and find some. When it comes to horror genre, there's not a lot of them at all.
No, and without a doubt. This was definitely I feel like this was definitely more of a, not a chick flick, but geared towards the female genre or females in general to get to the horror film, like an entry film. Because it wasn't it wasn't super scary, and it was more showing towards, okay, I mean, I feel like it definitely brought a lot of the 2022 vibes into it. You know, saying, hey, it's okay to be you and do you whatever you want. But, I mean, I feel like they did a great job with this movie.
Yeah, this movie was for people that think that they love the 80s because they're being super retro instead of the 90s. But so obviously a recent thing, but you have to look, like, this movie is set in a time period that's 40 years ago. So it's just like memory doesn't work like you hitting replay on a camera. It's you asking some dude in your head to tell you a story about what happened back then. That's how this movie is relative to the 80s. It's literally somebody hearing about these things and looking at pictures and maybe watching a doc or two. You know what I'm saying?
Without a doubt. So, all right, you might laugh at this, and anybody else listening that has seen the movie, I thought that was Rob Lowe the entire time.
Dude, he was filling the Rob Lowe role of that time. But that's not Rob. That's like Christopher, right?
Yeah, it's Christopher Lowell. Like, I don't even think they're related.
No, they're not. But like, he's that dude. He wore glow. He was awesome. He was like one of the best things about it.
He was perfect. He was absolutely perfect. But I remember sitting here watching the MLC. I'm like, that's fucking Rob Lowe. What's going on? Like, how do they get him for? How do you look so young? And then as I'm sitting there going through, I get on, you know, IMDb, start looking. I'm like, he's not in this movie anywhere. Like, what the hell is going on?
That's awesome. But yeah, he's one of those guys that, like, he fits perfectly in the role. He was great in that role. For folks, when you watch this one, and he's not there from the jump off, but he is there.
He's about halfway through.
Yeah, he's there when it matters. He brings this odd, you know.
He's got a great energy to him.
Yeah, yes, very much so.
Great energy is probably the best way to say that.
Yeah, great energy. Just like all those phone book ripping evangelists from the 80s and
90s. they did that so well. You know, they had the whole, correct me if I'm wrong, correct me if I'm wrong, like they were more into the Catholic schools in the 80s. Obviously, I was born in 90, so I don't know the 80s that well, other than, you know, my own little research and what all the crap you see people supposedly pushing nowadays. But they had a lot of Catholic schools back then, and I thought that was pretty cool that they kind of brought that aspect into it and pushed it a little bit, which is great.
Well, yeah, it's just like I'm not sure what their obsession is with private schools other than touchstones of how they actually view stuff, you know, when they're writing these from a script standpoint, because, you know, mathematically, everyone else went to a public school, like most people do, you know.
Normal people.
But those are horrible places that are only good for you know, ignorant white teacher trying to attempt to save poor minorities from their life. That's the only thing those were good for in the 80s and 90s was that particular tale. If it was a public school, it was complete, you know, a particular level of hell.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the case, but they put private school in there because the guilt that comes associated with being a good Catholic and how you carry that guilt and how you're used to telling people about the horrible things you do makes for plot devices that are a lot easier to access for a lot of folks than trying to rest with a internal monologue on how you feel about things. That'd be difficult to do on screen. It would feel forced if you weren't using a priest or the guilt that comes with it in particular. And then once you take clothes out of the mix, then you can determine mean girls by attitudes in a more timely manner.
I just saying. Could not have said that better myself. Well, you know what? I mean, there's only so much you can say about this movie. You know, let's get into the meat and potato. What's up?
Yeah, watch it. That's what
basically,
you say about the
movie. You know what? Watch this movie.
Middle of the road from most people's standpoint. It was an enjoyable watch. I liked it. The music was fantastic.
Music was perfect. They did a fantastic job on that.
Oh, absolutely. And it's one that I just thought, we watched it for a lark, like, oh, let's try this one. It's new. I completely found it enjoyable.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's going to win awards, but it definitely is an enjoyable watch. But you're not going to hate yourself for trying to sit down and watch it.
It made me happy sitting down and watching it. you know, to us talking about how much we really enjoyed it, how much we liked it and everything, what do you think the ratings were on this thing?
Oh, dude, it's going to be... It's middle of the road on all accounts, I would imagine. To me, it's going to be like the, you know, mid fives or on a scale of 10. It should be higher. It should be 6.5. You know, to me, that's where I would put it at on a scale of 10. But I think in general, it's going to be people are going to go middle of the road because you'll have people that go, this is great. You'll have three people that go, this is all horrible. You'll have somebody defend it. So I'm going middle of the road because that's the only way I think it could be defensible.
So IMBD, you're right. 5'3". IMBD was a 5'3".
Nice.
But, you know, the tomato meter is 53%, so you were spot on that one as well. The audience score, though, 35%.
What? See, 35%. Again,
I guess they did not like the Wish version of Rob Lowe.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know what? Not everything can be Target. Sometimes it's still a great value. But to me,
save money somehow.
There you go. It doesn't deserve that kind of trash that it's getting. Like it's enjoyable. It's watchable. I'm not telling you this is like Citizen Kane. Hell, I'm not telling you like it's Tombstone. I'm just saying this is enjoyable. There's nothing super awful about it. They didn't skip on any way that would make you think that this was, you know, a budget hacker, except when they attempted to make you think this was a budget hacker.
Why did you just name two movies I didn't see? I haven't seen yet.
Oh, my bad.
Sorry, I had to point that out. I hadn't seen those yet. Oh, man. Oh. I almost bought Tombstone today.
Oh, well, dude, Tombstone's classic.
I almost bought it today. It was at Walmart bin for like $5.
Oh, yeah. You just got to buy it when you see it around for $5. It's just the right thing to do. again, when I say Tombstone, it's a movie that I find exceedingly enjoyable that most people are like, meh. So, you know, it's better than it is because of, you know, just when I watched it, how often I've watched it, things that I associate with Tombstone, things like that are making it better. Like, a lot of people have, you know, pet movies, and that's my pet, Tombstone for me.
Okay. You know what? You know, there's a movie that I will get a lot of hate for. Dude, I forgot Kurt Russell and Val Kilmer is in Tombstone.
You forgot the principal actors that were in the movie.
Basically.
We haven't seen it, so that's not your fault.
That is fact. I mean, it's my fault for not seeing it.
It's easy one to miss, man. It came out when you were like, you know,
three. I was three, okay? I was 3 years old. Thank you very much.
My bad.
No, my movie, one of my guilty pleasure movies, Into the Blue with Paul Walker and Jessica Alba. Storyline is horrible, but I enjoy the ocean. Jessica Alba.
I'll be damned. You know what, man? That's brave. That's brave of you.
I threw it out there.
I commend you.
I commend you for saying it. No, if anyone listening, if you like, tell us if you liked it or not. I'm genuinely curious if you liked Into the Blue. And while you're at it, tell us if you liked My Best Friend's Exorcism. Like I said, that's a pretty dang good movie as well.
Absolutely. Like, tell us what odd movie you would apply it as a simile for. Because you heard mine. Tyler has one similar to it, and yeah, we just want you guys to, you know, let us know what you think about it. And if you have a movie that you said, oh, it's kind of like this movie that we haven't watched, well, give us a shout on that one too.
Yeah, let us know. We'd love to compare it and have some fun. We're always looking for new ideas and new movies to try to catch up on. But all right, guys, will y'all have fun? If you enjoyed this podcast, look out for more wherever you get your podcast. Please leave us a review for how much you loved it, or if you hate it, just let us know. Subscribe to get notifications. Follow us on Twitter at NBRPod. If you have any recommendations, send us a message and we can work on that. No copyright infringement is intended. These are the opinions of a few guys who love movies and drinks. Just having a blast. Thanks for listening.